Now available in paperback, it's the Caden Rogers series by author John D. Hoffman. The first book in the series is The House Built on the Hill Can't Be Here, and it's also a movie.
Roger, that's the man I wanted to see. Could you come in for a sec?
What is it, boss?
I know this is your wife's office. I didn't want to give you bad news.
What?
The contract that I had has changed, and they've cut my pay. So, effective immediately, I'm going to have to cut you and your wife's pay as well. I'm not going to be able to have to settle with that.
The full movie trailer can be viewed now on YouTube, and the complete movie will be ready in 2024. The second book in the series is Oh No Man Nothing But to Love Him, and it's also a movie. The book is available now on Amazon.com, along with his newly released Wealth Transfer book and movie, which is the third book of the Caden Rogers series. The Caden Rogers series by John D. Hoffman. Available now on Amazon.com. Author John D. Hoffman is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Blessing us on this day in song and in worship, and lifting up the name of Jesus. Many other places our children could be. We thank God for them being in the house of God, working and worshiping God in spirit and in truth. It could be somewhere else, couldn't it? It could be anywhere else. All of our young people, would you stand? All our young people, 18 and under, would you stand? All of our young people. Amen. That's enough to praise God for. To have a house full of young people in the house of God. Amen. Amen. Young people, thank you for being here. I know sometimes it gets a struggle and you get made to come, but it's all for your benefit. Thank God for you and being in the house, being a part of this ministry. Amen. You all stay with it. Don't look at our faces. Don't look at how we treat you. Don't pay attention to that. You continue to do what God says do for you. Amen. So good to see everyone in the house of God. We bid you good morning in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this day. So exciting to be here in the house of God. Because we believe that if it's raining outside, God will rain in here. If we allow Him to do so, if we prepare ourselves for rain, He will rain. Rain down blessings and rain down His anointing. And we're looking for an overflow of the rain. Flood the house. Flood our hearts. Flood our spirits with Your Word and with Your Spirit and with Your blessings. That's what we have to expect in the house of God. If we want better, we have to expect better. Amen. Two passages of scripture you want to share with you, and we'll let you get back to your bowl of chili and Swiss Miss. Two passages of scripture. First from Romans chapter 8, and then Galatians chapter 4. It'll be one of those days, y'all, so y'all just be okay. Y'all just trust God. Don't trust me, trust God, okay? It's going to be one of those days where we got to be a little honest, okay? All right. So go ahead and get your face set however you want it to be. If you got to go, go on, move toward the back. Got to go to the restroom, go on, go now. Do whatever it is you normally do when truth goes forth. God wants to help His people today, but we have to be... want to be helped. Amen. Romans chapter 8 and then Galatians chapter 4. Romans chapter 8, we'll begin reading at verse number 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Somebody say joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And then we move to Galatians chapter 4, and we'll read verses 1 through 7. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord is already blessed. For a few moments, we're going to share with you from a thought. Your spiritual paternity test. Who's the father? Your spiritual paternity test. Who is the father? Our spiritual paternity test. Who is the father? In this world today, people, and I don't know why God continues to take us to this place and continues to repeat this, but it must be that we need to know who we are and who we are in him and who we are not in this world. One of the greatest challenges for people of God and for people in general is to identify themselves and know who they are. And one way to know who you are is to know where you come from and to know who you belong to, know who is responsible for you being here. We most of the time attribute this to our parents or to our forefathers or to our ancestors or whoever the case may be. And in the physical sense, we kind of sort of know who we are and we identify ourselves based on what we come from. We base it on what we got inside of us and what we do and where we live and the type of jobs or vocations that we utilize or things of that nature to identify us with who we are. But in the body of Christ today, there's a new day here where people just need to know who they are. God is calling for his children to finally realize that I'm your father. When are you, as my children, God says, going to finally realize that I am your father and you are my child? When you received me, when you asked for me to save your soul, I gave you my son to die for your sins, past, present, and futures, which makes you my child. And if you are my child, it is time for you to realize that you're my child and start acting and thinking like you're my child. Oh, but I understand why we have our faces today. But I understand why it's so hard for us to believe that today, because we don't really know for a fact who our father is. Many of us don't know because we're walking and we're living as though we don't have anything to look forward to. So we mean no offense today to anyone who's had to undergo paternity tests and things of that nature. This is not to make light of, but it's to prove a point. And God wants to bring it to where we can recognize some things. See, so often we go above our heads with things. We go look at where we are and what we deal with. We go look at our paternity test. We go run some tests on ourselves today spiritually and find out who's our father. Because, see, this is the problem in the body of Christ. Many of us look like they belong to God. Many people say things like they belong to God. They dress as though they belong to God. But if you check their walk and if you see what's on the inside, you wonder who their father really is. See, there's an old saying that if you feed somebody long enough, they'll start favoring you a little bit. Oh, y'all see where I'm going, don't you? All right. So we find here, we got to look at our spiritual DNA. We've got to see what's on the inside, what makes us who we are, what conforms the traits that we have, what are some of our personality traits, what are some of our characteristics, that little, your internal infrastructure that was going on, what made you who you are, what gives you your makeup, what gives you your build, what gives you your frame, what gives you the way you talk, what gives you the way you walk, what gives you whatever it is that you have to make you who you are, what is it, where did it come from? Where did it come from? Why is it that I say things the way I say it? What's inside of me that makes me do what I need to do? Well, often scientists say, in a physical sense, that DNA can often, regardless of if it is identify your own identical DNA makeup, it comes from one of your parents. You'll be able to find some similarities of that which you come from. In other words, my father had these types of characteristics or traits. So by according to science and according to natural selection, according to biology, according to the way things work in the body of Christ, I should somewhat have some resemblances of my father. Y'all missing me. I'm going to be through for you. You know what I'm telling you. If I belong to God, I must somehow, some way resemble God. In other words, if I belong to God, if he is my true father, then there's no problem with me loving. If I belong to God, if I am made up of what he says, love, joy, long-suffering, peace, and all that happiness that the word says we should have, if I've got that in me, I don't have a problem forgiving. If I belong to God, I don't have to worry about being depressed or full of anxiety because my father isn't full of anxiety. Oh, boy. But see, the reason why we're looking so confused is because many of us who say we belong to God have the characteristics opposite of God. We have come to the house of God. We come and enjoy the things of God because God is just who he is. We have an opportunity to be his child, but many of us really don't recognize him as the Father. And every minute I can preach and not even know who my Father is. I can teach and not know who my Father is. I can serve and not know who my Father is. How can you tell it? Can you tell it by my preaching? No, but you can tell it how I deal with my neighbor. You can tell how I deal with my everyday life. How do I go through my walk with people? How do I go through my talk with people? Am I letting things go? Am I blessing somebody or am I cursing them? These are ways you can find out who your father is. Well, God is not concerned, brothers and sisters, with my personality. He's not concerned with my opinion. God is not concerned with the way I was taught to do things. God is only concerned with his word. God, look back in the scripture in Romans 8, God says in itself, as we are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So if we're doing things on our own, we're obviously not being led by the Spirit of God, according to scripture. If I'm doing things the way I want to do it, if I'm doing things based on how I see it or how I figure it ought to be, I'm not being led of God, then according to scripture, I'm not even a son of God. I can preach all day, I can teach all day, I can be dressed up in suits and robes, I can be dressed up to the nines, but if I'm not walking according to the Spirit of God, I'm not even his son. Don't y'all get kind of strange when strangers be in your house? It's only certain places in your house you let strangers go? Why? Because I don't know you like that. Oh, but we better be careful, many of us who walking around operating in the house of God, and we don't even belong to him. Oh, we better be careful about the things we let people put on us if I know my life isn't with God like it should be. If I know that I haven't really recognized him as my father, I hadn't really recognized him as the God of all, I hadn't even given him my life or my heart, I better be careful about what I take on in the house of God. How dare some of us take on and take responsibility for things and I hadn't given God my life. I hadn't even talked to him. I hadn't even read his word. I don't even know what God would. I wouldn't know God if he slapped me in the face. Oh, many of us don't recognize God if he just came and said, hello, I'm God. Many of us wouldn't recognize him because we look for God. We look for our father in noise. We look for God in a hand clap. God was in the house because everybody jumped up. God was in the house because everybody played the drums. God was in the house because people got happy. But see, God cannot be in places and you still be happy. There can be a lot of noise in certain areas, but that don't mean that your father's in the house. See, any club can have some noise. I guarantee there were some clubs open last night that had plenty of noise. It was a lot of people happy. It was a lot of people, so you were confused thinking it was a praise. And that's what we come in the house of God looking for, to see what's going on. I'm looking for a noise. I'm looking for some smiling faces. I'm looking for some excitement. I want something exciting about God. And then when I get all the noise going, then God is in the house. Oh, but God normally speaks to us in a small, still voice. That's what God deals with you where you are. He tells you, well, you could do better than that. You know better than that. Stop doing that. What does my word say? What does my word remind you of? That's when God, your father, speaks. So don't look for God in noise. But if you don't recognize who God is, if he's not your father, you're far off anything. God, if he's your father, if he's your true daddy now, if he's your true father, he's going to let you know when you're going wrong. He won't continue to let you be in error. Now there is another father out there. There's another father who we think takes care of you, who you think is giving you everything you need, who you think gives you a quick fix, who helps you feel like it's okay when it's not okay, who makes you feel good about yourself, who makes you feel like it's okay to step on people's toes, to make you feel like you can hold a grudge. And if you mess over me one time, that's it. I'm through with you forever. So there's a father that teaches that. There's a father who teaches you that you can cheat people and nobody ever figure it out. There's a father out there to teach you how to get over and not be and have an integrity and not have a word. There's a father out there that teaches that. And that's the father, I'm afraid, brothers and sisters, that has taken over all churches. And that father is Satan himself, Beelzebub, the prince of death. He is nothing but hell. He is hell personified through many people in the house of God. Oh, Satan is many of our fathers. Why do I say this? Because everything we give off is nothing but hell. If I'm a child of God, I've got to bring some peace. I can't bring mess. If I'm a child of God, when I come up in the room, people ought not get worse. They ought to get better. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. What happens when you come into the room and everybody get quiet? And everybody's disposition gets bad. Everybody starts feeling worse when you come in the room. You ain't representing your right daddy. Oh, boy. You can't go by what it looks like to determine who your father is. See, I'm dressed up in a suit, so I look like I'm godly. Y'all dressed up today trying to look like you godly. Yes, y'all. Some of y'all, I got to say it, and it's going to go over the radio, and who in radio hearing me? Some of y'all been dressing up going to church, but you're full of hell. Yeah, and you keep dressing up, and you can't get your clothes quite right because it's hellish. I can't cover it up, and I'm so afraid of everything being exposed because I want to look the part. Some of y'all coming up here preaching full of hell. Some of y'all singing in the choir full of hell. Some of y'all serving on the deacon and full of hell. Some of y'all giving your offering, you're full of hell. Some of y'all serving as ushers, full of hell. H-E-L-L, hell, representing your true father. Oh, there are some demons in the house of God. There are some full-fledged imps sent from Satan in the house of God, but we'll never recognize it because they look like they represent God. Oh, yeah, they got on a suit, got to be a deacon. They got on a robe, they got to be a choir member. Oh, they got the right back, everything, the shoes are shine. They got on their hats, they proper, they look the part, they ain't making no noise. They got their legs crossed, everything is ironed and pressed and creased. Everything is clean, earrings ain't too long, the skirts ain't too short, the suit ain't too tight. Everything is fine, it looks good. So it's got to be God in it. They got to be a child of God. Oh, this brother looks like he can be an asset to the deacon's ministry because he's got a job. Oh, he's got a good income. Well, he keep coming. He done came every now and then. He comes to church. He bring his Bible in with him. He look like he could be a good deacon for us. So if nobody has any God in them, they'll bring him up and say, brother, we want to make you a deacon. But nobody's ever tried his spirit. Nobody's ever dealt with him in his everyday walk. We just going by what he's looking like, and now we say he ought to be a good deacon for us because we want to add to the number. Oh, well, she's got a good voice. She used to sing in the club, but now she sang for Jesus. and she sounds so melodious. She sounds just like a hummingbird. She just sounds so beautiful. I got happy last time I heard her sing. You know why you got so happy? Because the last time you heard her was in the nightclub. And when you heard her singing in the nightclub, it stirred up some emotions. So obviously when she come in the house of God, she gonna stir up the same emotion, but ain't no God in it. It's still Satan. Ain't been no change on the inside. So her father's still Satan, but we making it look like her father is God. So when she comes up here, all she gonna create is mess. All she's going to bring about is disturbances, disharmony, mess, strife, confusion, anger, malice, hatefulness. That's all we see in the body of Christ today. That's why it's so easy to complain in the body of Christ. How easy is it to find something wrong in the body of Christ? Because we got too many of Satan's kids running around. Oh, yeah. It's Satan's kids running around. We got to do a paternity test. We got to look and see what's on the inside. I need some blood. I need to see some blood tests here. Because you said you mine, God says. You said you belong to me. You said I was your father. But you won't do a thing I tell you to do. I told you to obey, you won't obey. I told you to give, you get tighter. I told you to love, you start hating. I told you to forgive, you hold more grudges. You said you mine, but I can't stand a hard-headed child. And if you're going to be that hard-headed, I need to check and make sure is you mine. Because many of you parents, you done it with your own children. Uh-uh. Let me go. Every now and then when they just won't do like you tell them, you feel like you got a good heart, you feel like you do what's right, and every time you turn around, they're doing something wrong. You just wonder and say, I didn't act like that when I was a child. I don't know what's wrong with this boy. I didn't act like that. I don't know where he get that from. Oh, boy. See, let me share something with you. Let me share something with you. About your children, and I don't know why the Lord, because let me share something with you about us in a family life. Everything you got, everything your children has an origin. Everything they do has an origin. It came from somewhere. Y'all. This may offend, and I'm not really concerned with that today. It's all got an origin. Am I saying you're a bad parent? No. I'm not saying that, but it's got an origin. Some things don't just happen. And y'all not as confused as you say you are. If you look close enough, you will find out where that mess come from. I don't know why he's so spoiled. Don't know why he's so mean. I don't know why he's so disrespectful to people. Your child. You ought to know him better than he know himself. Let me move on. Move on, because it... Y'all know where this stuff come from. Satan. And if you allow Satan to come in, he's going to take up root somewhere. Don't you know Satan going to use those things that's closest to you? And with parents who really love their children, he going to use those children sometimes to take you out and make you just confused. What in the world? But see, you got to take up time with them. The more you see Satan moving, the more you got to be praying with them. It's one thing to pray for my child and have the pastor pray for my child. Sometimes take that little knucklehead and you get him down on his knees and you get on your knees and you give him to God. And have church now. See, you've got to connect him to God. We've got to start connecting these spirits to God so that God will rid those spirits. If I don't ever make that child in a position of prayer, if I don't take them in a position of recognizing God as the Father, we can't expect them to just automatically do it. See, there's a new generation, and you got to progress with this, the way this world is working. Everybody just ain't gonna accept, yes, Jesus loves me like we did. All right. So there's an origin to all this stuff. God is looking to see, are you really my child? Because you said you belong to me. You said I'm your father. But something in your insides ain't right. Something ain't right with you on the inside. Yes, you wearing my name, but it's something about you on the inside that just ain't resembling everybody else. How many of y'all with the nappy head gene look at the curly head child a little bit different at the family gatherings? Oh, I must be in some strange land today. I must be somewhere where we can't be real today. How many of y'all have a family get together and everybody else hair kinky? Everybody else got a comb, and all she got to do is put a little water in it, and she good to go. A little bit more lighter than everybody else. Am I in the house? Then we go get Big Mama to find out, Big Mama, is that really? Well, that ain't none of my business. I was hoping it wouldn't come to this day. But it's some stuff y'all don't know about your mom and daddy, baby. Some of y'all done found out a lot of stuff, and when you got grown, I'm just being real today. Some of us done find a lot of stuff about our family trees, and a lot of them branches grew from other roots. And them limbs got intertwined. And y'all telling these children that, oh, you're the only one with blue eyes because God made you special. You're the special one. It's important that people know what they come from. It's important that they know the truth about what's in them, because somebody else got to deal with that sooner or later, one day. They go out to face themselves, and you'd be shamed if they end up marrying their first cousin. Truth. It's important. Now, if I know that we may have been the prominent family in the community, that we don't want that stuff exposed. But it's important that truth be told, because sooner or later it's going to blow up in your face. Well, and we wonder why the child wonder why I'm different than everybody else. Why am I so much different? How come I can't sing? Everybody else in the family sing good. What's wrong with my voice? How come everybody else tall and I'm short? How come everybody else can run a little bit and I can barely move? What's going on? What's wrong with me on the inside? And you never tell them the truth. But God made you special. God is looking for the truth. He said, if I saved you, if I'm truly your father, sooner or later you got to start looking like me. Now, have you seen God with a natural eye? No. So how in the world can I look like him? I got to start living like him. I must be God. I must be his word. I must be his spirit in my everyday life. How I treat my neighbor, I must represent God. Oh, yeah. I told you I'd be out your way in just a minute. It's important, if I'm going to be a child of God, that I know who my family is. I need to know who my kinfolks are. And I'm looking in the body of Christ, because God is my father, I'm looking for my brothers and sisters. It's some things that friends just can't do for me. I need a brother or sister who I know got the same father and who's going to be dealing with the same thing I'm dealing with, because we all in the same family. Y'all missing me. And I don't have no hoop in the day. This is what he's giving us. I'm looking for some brothers and sisters. Ain't it a hurtful thing that you can't come to church and find anybody? Isn't it hurtful when you come looking for somebody to lean on and you can't find a soul in the house of God? Isn't that shameful that you can't find one sister who can keep a secret? One brother who can help you out without tearing you down? Somebody I can trust. The world done whooped me. And I realized I wasn't a part of the world. Obviously, they showed me I really wasn't part of their family. Because as soon as I didn't do what they wanted me to do, they kicked me out. See, when you got a true family, you can't get rid of them. You can't disown your people. Oh, y'all done tried to disown some folks, huh? Went to the Social Security office and tried to get a trade in. Some for a greater value. You got what you got. Amen. Amen, Ham family. We got what we got. Ain't no sense of complaining now. We are who we are. And we all we got. And we go love each other. And we go walk in holiness. Walk together and walk in love. That's all we can do. We done went to the store trying to find some new hams. Can't find them. They ain't nowhere to be found. I think they broke the mold when they made us. And y'all family the same way. Y'all done try to trade them in, pretend y'all can disown them, and they, you get in a public setting, and they, hey, kinfolk. Oh, Lord. There are certain places I'm afraid to go right now because I know family going to be there. And I done worked too hard to be a professional. I done worked too hard to be recognized, taken seriously, and you not going to make me shame, Pookie. Some of y'all, that's why y'all won't go to the store. That's why y'all won't go to certain places, go to some churches, because your kinfolk go show it. Speak, Holy Spirit. Some of y'all shame your people. They might well go on and just accept it. Yeah, y'all won't even go some places. There's certain places I'm scared to go aim with grandma. Because we know what might happen. A family function, you never know what to expect. There are some people who've died in the family, we ain't even let them know. Until after the funeral, because they come to the funeral and all hell gonna break loose. We'll fight you behind a flower, we'll fight you behind a program, your family, your blood, and you got to deal with that mess. Yeah, so don't be ashamed. Hey, free yourself now. Y'all stop trying to pretend y'all ain't kin to some of these people. Hey, kinfolk, you keep on driving. You let the window up, turn the music up like you ain't heard them. Hey! And they gonna find a way now. I'm telling you, they gonna find a way to find you. Kinfolk! Hey, boy, I know you heard me. No, man, I didn't even know you. I didn't even know you. That was you? I didn't even know. I didn't know, man. I didn't know. That was you. You know that was me talking about that. You know, you got those family members can't even talk. Hey, you don't want to take them nowhere with you, do you? Free yourself. Free yourself. Free yourself today. It's okay to laugh. Free yourself. That's your family. Because I tell you one thing, when somebody do something to them, you go get mad, ain't you? And you go back up your family. So you might well be proud of them when they do something stupid. Be proud of who you are. Because we all come from somewhere. And be thankful that God rose you up to a place where you are so you can be a benefit and bring your brothers and sisters up and bring your family up where they need to be. Be the example for your family. That's why he made you different sometimes, so that you can be an example for your family. Isn't that good? Be an example of what it can be better. I don't want to see you like that. We all came from the same whatever. So let's work together. We got the same father. We got the same this. Bring each other up. We are brothers and sisters. I should never rejoice in seeing you struggle. I should never find pleasure in seeing you going through some troubles. Because when you hurt, I hurt. When you struggle, I'm struggling. When you're going through, I'm going through with you, because we in the same family. Ooh, when we go realize that principle. Some of us get so happy when some folks go through. That's not being a true brother and sister. Gavin gets on my last nerve because he know everything. He wrote the dictionary, wrote the encyclopedia. But y'all better not bother him. I'm going to take this robe and stuff off. You bother my brother. I can talk about him like that. Y'all can't sometimes. Y'all better calm it down. Ain't y'all like that about y'all family? Yeah. I don't rejoice if I see him go through anything. That's my brother. And I don't want to see him hurt because I love my brother. I love my grandmother. I love my aunt. I love my cousin. I love my family. And when I see them hurt, it hurts me. How in the world can I be back on my high perch talking about I told you so? That's why people don't invite y'all to the cookout. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's why some of y'all don't get invited. They don't ever invite you over. Because you always got something negative to say. That's how come they ain't called you in 5 years. Because you negative. You always critical. You're criticizing too much. You're never saying anything positive to build up the family. Thank you, Jesus. I don't care if they call me. Yes, you do. It hurts your feeling they don't call you for the cookout. Just as hungry as you can be. hungry as you can be. They don't invite you. You just pass, and you pass by watching. I guess they had it. You just riding, but you keep on blocking, hoping somebody will flag you down and come on. They see your car, and they go turn the other way. They turn the grill and the tent. They ain't fooling with you because they don't feel like fooling with that today. They sick of your sob stories. They sick of your negativity. Sometimes put that Bible down and enjoy your family. They don't want no sermon at a family gathering. They don't want to hear no word from on high. They don't want to be prophesied to no all blessed all. They worry about the cooking all. It's time to eat. In the name of Jesus, we bless this corn. In the name of Jesus, we anoint this. No. Eat, enjoy each other, and go home. Ain't no revival. God's looking for who his children are. Now, many of us ask ourselves, what is it? What's the benefits? Because there's some people in the house who don't really belong to God. What's the benefits of being a child of God? What can God do for me? See, this is the difference between God and Satan. One major difference here. God offers you something beyond your death. God offers you something eternal. A happiness eternally. Satan offers you something eternally too. Satan offers you instant, immediate happiness and gratification. God, your Father, offers you long-lasting, eternal happiness, joy, and peace. Something that you can't even put a price tag to. I understand why it's hard to applaud, because we don't like that. Okay, what can it do for me now? Okay, well, I'll tell you what it does for you now. That assures you your place with him later. And as scripture tells us, that the glory and all the struggling you're going through now, see, I got to remember who my big brother is. Oh, I'm a child of God. I know I got some stuff going on in my life, but I got a big brother who's been through far worse than what I'm going through. Isn't it good to rely on your big brother sometimes? Isn't it good to rely on that older sibling who done been through your trials, been through your struggles, done been through stuff that you going through now? It's good to relate. Hey, man, big bro, man, what's going on? What daddy trying to do? Man, that's just daddy. Sometimes daddy just puts you through stuff to allow you to just see him better. Sometimes daddy ain't here. He love you, man. He just hard on you right now because you got to see what's going on. I done been down that road before. Daddy was harder on me than he ever could have been on y'all. Daddy put me on the cross. Daddy had me give my whole life for everybody. I didn't necessarily want to do it, but I'm all right now. I see now what daddy was doing. So I'm okay with what daddy was doing. So y'all just chill out, because I promise you, what daddy put me through, he ain't finna put y'all through. He's not even gonna put you through anything like that. Oh, the little stuff you're going through ain't no comparison. So y'all should have knew daddy back when I came up. Yeah. You should have knew daddy when I was a kid. Man, daddy, y'all was born in the hospital. He had me born in a manger. All daddy told you to do was work. All daddy told you to do was grow up. He had me preaching when I was 12 years old. He had me laying, he had a healing sick. I had to walk everywhere. Y'all were riding. He walked everywhere, and when I did get a ride, it was on a donkey, on an ass. So, I mean, if you gonna complain, I got a reason to complain. And if I ain't complaining, you are not complaining about being a child or a daddy. It's some benefits to it. You got to remember what daddy's talking about, though. See, daddy, not only do he teach you, daddy give you stuff to look at. He give you a word. He gives you a word to go by to help you with everything you're going through. I didn't even have all that. It's some stuff y'all got I didn't even get. He added most to it after I came and gone. He used me so you have everything. Oh, y'all. So daddy ain't that bad. I'm telling you, it's not as bad as it could be. You better be glad you were daddy, because I know the other daddy, and it ain't no good with that. Your soul go burn eternally with that other daddy. Now, he go offer you fun and games and all that playing around. You go have your way. You go hold that stuff in your heart. But man, it ain't worth it. You better stick with daddy. I never left him. And dad, look where I am now, sitting at his right hand with a crown on my head. And it's a crown for you if you just stick with him. You can't leave with daddy telling you. I know daddy. And guess what? Daddy even let you go away for a while. Daddy let you run off and do what you got to do. He let you go and feel like you got to have your own way. But at some point in time, daddy start calling you. And when daddy call you, when them lights come on, you better come on back home. I didn't have that opportunity like daddy did. Daddy just had me on the control the whole time. He had me right here. with hand on my neck, made me go do this, made me do that, made me do this. He made me die. He made people turn on me. He made people persecute me, spit on me, beat me, cut me, lie on me, cheat on me. All these things he made them go through for me. So if I can make it, look at me. Power, all power. I even died. He got me back up so y'all would be able to have what y'all need. I don't want to hear no complaining out of y'all about being a child of God. Because I had to die. I had to go sleep in an old nasty tomb for 3 days. Now, of course, I wasn't dead, but I was just sleeping, but I'd rather been sleeping in a bed than in a tomb. So don't y'all complain about what y'all going through and how bad it is to be a child of God. I'm going to tell you how hard it was. You better be glad that I did what I did and Daddy did what he did so you'd be able to be enjoyable. Now, I'm telling you, you better be glad you got a good relationship with him. You better be glad that he loves you. You better be glad that he done forgave you, because me and him both done sat back and saw some stuff y'all done done. Yet he keeps saying, not now. And I keep telling him, Lord, not, they don't know, Lord. Daddy, they don't know. Help that dummy don't know, Lord. No, not yet. Not yet. Don't do it. Don't do it, Daddy. Don't do it. They don't know. They don't know no better. They ain't seeing me right, so they can't see you right. Don't even know what I did for them. They ain't read about it or nothing. They don't have a clue what I'm doing. But give them time, Daddy. Give them time. The big brothers that's right there just sitting there looking out for us. See, if you hadn't accepted him as your brother, he won't be your brother. See, he can't do this for people who don't want it. If you don't want the access to this, that's fine. Just don't keep coming showing up like you do. And see, he's gonna move you out the way of people who really do want to come in and want it. There's a whole world out there. There's more in this world than just you. There's more in this world than you. And if you don't really want to be and don't want to enjoy what you're enjoying right now, give it up. Because he's finna take it. And you don't want daddy to come take it. So he's saying, what do I offer? Daddy, look, it's the benefits. It's not always the pay, immediate pay, the wages or the salary. It's the benefit package of being a child of God. I've got eternal life. I've got joy in the midst of sorrow. I've got peace in the time of a storm. I've got a healing when I can lay hands on myself. I've got a word I can say to teach myself. I've got people in my life that I can help me and help. We can help each other. I've got joy. I've got long suffering. I've got grace sufficiently. I've got happiness. I've got a future. I've got dreams. I've got a vision. I've got holiness. I've got a heart. I'm full of this life. I'm anointed. I've got his anointing. I've got his power just because I'm his child. Not because of anything I've done, not because of anything I did not do, but just because I'm his child. He guarantees me in his word a life with him. And he is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He's King of all, beginning and end. I want to be with a daddy that's got that kind of power. And all I got to do is accept it and just wait on my blessing. And Jesus says, this is what daddy will do for you. Daddy, even in the midst of, he'll give you a little stuff just to let you know that this is just a glimpse of what you go get. Well, what kind of glimpse you talking about? I'm talking about, well, you should be crying, you got peace. When you're sick and you see another brother sick, you can lay hands on them and they be healed. That's just a glimpse of what you could get. Now, if you got Satan, if you're working with Satan, you can't do nothing because you're just as sick as they is. What does he offer? What's the benefits? You got to determine, is it worth it to be a child of God, or is it worth it to do it your way? That's all God is saying to you. We got to do a test and test what's on the inside of me. I've got to test and see if I got more hell or heaven. That's an easy indicator of who my daddy is. Give God a praise today. How do I get into this family? I must be born again. I must be born again into this father. Because, see, I was already born headed to hell. But when I give my life to that father, he now renews me and puts me in proper position for my inheritance. And what shall I inherit? I shall inherit all. I shall inherit the earth. It's mine because it belongs to my father. And my father doesn't die. So as long as he doesn't die, he just grants me everything that he wants to have me to have. There's an abundance of everything that I can get. But I've got to give it to him and stop looking at what I can get out of him. Stop trying to kill daddy and waiting on his death day. Then I can understand my will. Because, see, daddy ain't gonna die, so you ain't gonna ever go be there for the reading of the will. Yeah, see, we try to kill off our parents when we find out we're in the will. Oh, daddy, you sick? Need to go to the doctor? You all right? Because I know I'm in the will. Understand that I'm not only in his will, I'm inherited some things now. Some things I'm just entitled to. That Satan don't even have a right or a reason to touch it. Satan should not ever touch what God gave you unless you give him access to it. For Jesus Christ. Don't leave this building today without knowing who your father is. It's just that important. Some paternity tests you have to go through. There'll be some things that go show us on the inside of you. And I want to make sure not only do I look like him, but I am like him. That I walk like him. I talk like him. I speak like him. Everything I say resembles my father. That's how you're going to know I'm his. Ain't no doubt in my mind I belong to Gwen and Tommy. No doubt in my mind, because I can look at myself and I can see them in me. Same thing for you and your families. If you can't say that about God, if you can't speak the word over any circumstance, you better check and see who your father is. If you can't defeat anything in your life, if you're constantly struggling, you need to check who your father is. He's here available today. He's available.
Thank you. Thursday. Yeah.